There are 5 levels of drinking. 6 if you live in a trailer park. Okay. But never mind that now. We will deal with 5. See if these look familiar. Level 1. Let's say it's 11 o'clock on a weeknight. You had a few beers. You get up to leave because you have work the next day, and one of your friends buys another round. One of your unemployed friends. But here at level 1, you think to yourself, well, as long as I get 7 hours sleep, I'm cool. Level 2, midnight. Had a few more beers. You've just spent 20 minutes arguing against artificial turf. You get up to leave again, but at level 2, a little devil appears on your shoulder. And now you're thinking, hey, I'm out with my friends. That's important to me. What am I working for anyway? Oh, besides, as long as I get 5 hours sleep. I'm cool. Level 3, 1 in the morning. You've abandoned beer for tequila. You've just spent 20 minutes arguing for artificial turf. And now you're thinking, our waitress is the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. Oh, you have no idea. But see, at level 3, you love the world. You feel so good. On the way to the bathroom, you buy a drink for the stranger at the end of the bar just because you like his face. You get drinking fantasies. You come back and, fellas, if we all bought our own bar, we could live together forever. Yeah, but at level 3, that devil's a little bit bigger. And he's buying. And you're thinking, well, oh, come on now. Oh, come on here now. As long as I get 3 hours sleep and a complete change of blood. I'm cool. Level 4. 2 in the morning. And the devil is bartending. For last call, you ordered a bottle of rum and a Coke. You are artificial turf. This time on your way to the bathroom, you punch the stranger at the end of the bar just because you don't like his face. And now you're thinking, our busboy is the best-looking man I've ever seen. You and your friends decide to leave right after you get thrown out. And one of you knows an after-hours bar. And here, at level 4, you actually think to yourself, well, oh, as long as I'm only going to get a few hours sleep anyway, I might as well stay up all night. That'd be good for me. I don't mind going to that board meeting looking like Keith Richards. I'll turn that around, make it work for me. Oh, besides, as long as I get 31 hours sleep tomorrow, cool. Level 5. 5 in the morning. After unsuccessfully trying to get your money back at the tattoo parlor, Yeah, but I don't know anyone named Ruby. At this point, even the devil is going, I got to turn in. Oh, no, I got to be in hell at 9. Yeah, got that brunch with Hitler. I can't miss that. You and your friends wind up across a state line in a bar filled with guys who've been in prison as recently as that morning. You're all drinking some kind of thick blue liquor, usually used to clean combs. A waitress with fresh stitches in her head comes over. And you're thinking, someday I'm going to marry that girl. Suddenly, one of your friends stands up and screams, we're driving to Florida! And passes out. You crawl outside for air and you hit the worst part of level 5. The sun. The sun. You weren't expecting that, were you? You never do. And you walk out of a bar in daylight and people are on their way to work or jogging. And they look at you. And they know. And they say, who's Ruby? Look, folks, let's be honest. If you're 19 and you stay up all night, it's a victory. It's like you beat the night. You remember that feeling. If you're over 30, man, that sun is like God's flashlight. We all say the same prayer then. Say it with me now. I swear I will never do this again. How long? As long as I live. And some of us have that little addition. And this time, I mean it.
So, do you remember when we were kids and they had these, like, little, like, cartoons where they would have messages at the end of them that you'd have to learn some goofy-ass moral and, like...
G.I. Joe did that, right?
You mean like the end of Full House when the music starts playing and, all right, Michelle,
yeah,
let's talk about stealing, like that?
Bob Saget could always creepily touch those children, like...
And looked at him all hungrily.
I mean, like, you know...
He was the father in this show.
Within the storyline, I mean, he is the father. But, yeah. I mean, like, if you really think about it, it was a little creepy.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you watch it now. Like, some shit holds up. Some shit, like, when you watch it back, you're like, wait a second.
I'm pretty sure Bob Saget is the reason why all four of those girls are fucked in the head.
Really? Well, it's Bob Saget.
One of them married... Pavel Bure, didn't she?
Yeah. Valerie Bure.
The
younger, less important Bure.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, but she's fucking batshit crazy.
Yeah.
Like, she's all in the... I don't know if that means
And she,
crazy,
she liked coke.
No. That was the other one. The middle child was addicted to, like,
whatever
smash.
Happened to the middle child?
Well, I mean, she was addicted to, like, drugs and shit like that. Now she's got a kid. She was on the cover of, like, People or some shit like that a year or two ago.
On the cover of People?
Yeah.
Like a magazine, like, about somebody that's...
Important?
Doing something?
No, she's not doing anything. I mean,
oh. she's not.
She's no longer doing coke either, or crack,
she's
or whatever,
like,
that was.
Hey, I'm on People. I was on coke.
Yeah, she like, had like her and her baby and like her story.
Huh.
She's got a baby. I guess.
Was it a crack baby or a normal baby?
It looked like.
I think crack
baby.
Babies were myths. I think that like was
no.
Wrong,
so you think no. That pregnant women can just do all the coke they want and it doesn't affect the baby?
No, I didn't say it won't affect the baby, but like babies coming out being addicted to crack
oh.
Never actually
oh.
Happened.
Not a myth. It's not a myth.
No, not a myth at all.
I would put money
so
on that.
Do you sometimes like crave the same things that your parents craved?
Well, not now.
Like when you were a baby?
Maybe. I don't know. I was a baby. It was a long time ago.
Yeah?
No, it wasn't a long time ago.
It was Tuesday.
You're right.
I remember shitting myself.
Well, right before coming up and doing this podcast, I was fucking around on the Twitter, and there was this broad that was trending, and I was like, well, who is this? You know, because I'm kind of up on things. I try to pay attention to, you know, pop culture and the goings-on of the world and whatnot. And the chick's name is Rebecca Black. Have you heard of Rebecca Black?
No.
No.
Well, apparently she's a teenager, and she has a new song, and it's about Friday. And I wanted your guys' opinion on this song, because I think it's going to be a big hit, so I'm going to play it.
Is it about the movie Friday, or just the date?
No, it's about...
Yes, this, you know, 15-year-old or whatever.
It's Friday.
Making a movie about... Making a song about the movie from the mid-90s.
She wants to party.
When she was four. Make it so.
This is awesome, by the way. You're really going to like this. I just know you're going to.
Wow, the production quality on this is amazing.
How dare you?
I find it hard to listen to these like teenage pop stars without watching them. Is that creepy? Like, I could throw the music video up there, maybe I'll get into it, you know?
Oh, God, I fucked. See? God damn it, Paul. It's the soda all over again.
I'm just thinking the visual is really...
Before we did the podcast, Paul requested a Capri Sun because that's his pre-podcast...
That's what he needs to
be
here.
Yeah, that's his fuel. And so I get him a Capri Sun, and he goes to put away the box of Capri Suns, and somehow, like, punctured the
soda
sodas.
Exploded.
And it was like a big... And then, like, all the sodas, like, fell out of the cabinet onto him. But anyway, I fucked up the... If you want to come down here so you can see her.
Maybe I should check it out.
Well, grade her as a pop star. Does she have a shot?
No, I don't think she does.
No, nose is too big. Skin's not clear enough. Definitely not cute enough. Sorry, not going to make it.
Well, are you listening to the lyrics of this, though? I mean, because she has a lot to say.
I think I explained. I don't listen to the lyrics when Hannah Montana and her ilk perform.
Friday!
I don't know what I'm more weird about. The song and the fact that you like it.
No, like, he's fucking around.
He's hip into it.
How many times have you listened to this song today?
Like, four or five times, at least.
I could tell.
Did you, like, Wikipedia?
Party and party and party.
What are her?
Do you hear the chorus, though? The chorus is
I like it when they do the rap thing. She had, like, the little, that was a party on the highway.
Oh. That's kind of creepy. Man.
Friday!
This is horrible.
I think this is like. This is our friendship bottoming out right here.
Here we go. This is the chorus. Partying, partying. Partying, partying. Fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend. It doesn't get much deeper than
it's
that.
It's transcendent,
really. I mean, like, you know, it says something about, you know, who you are as a person if you don't like that, you know? I mean, like,
did she write that
really,
herself?
God, I hope not.
What does it say about you if you don't like it?
I hope that she paid, like, a writer, like, a lot of money to write fun, 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 fun. But, like, the way that she says Friday is I love this song.
Yeah. All I can keep thinking about is we've wasted 10 minutes sitting here talking about this stupid-ass song.
Napier grenade. It's time.
Yeah.
If there is ever a time for you to throw something obscene out,
save the rest of
the subject,
right.
This would be it.
Friday.
You know what? I bet you $1. The first time that she gives a blowjob, she's going to be humming that into his testicles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that might actually be kind of fun.
If like, she was going to give me a blowjob, I would request that.
You would? You would say...
That's the only way I'd listen to it.
But there's a rapper! There's a rapper! At a certain point, a rapper raps...
A rapper? Which rapper?
Like a black guy. She got a black guy. She got an actual black guy. Which gives her street cred, because... No. I mean, if it was a white guy, you know, just be like, oh, that's one of her friends. But she actually got a black guy. There's no way they're friends.
Why do you say that? Racist motherfucker.
But if you look at this guy, it's like an older guy. It's like an older black guy.
Friday, Friday. Hold on, let me fight.
So excited. Kind of looks like Usher. Switching lanes with a car by my side. Passing by is a school bus in front of me. Yeah. TikTok when it's straight. My time is Friday. Paul. It's a weekend. We're gonna have fun. Come on. EP3 of this, and just so you can listen to it on the way home. You know.
It would have to go actually all the way to CD form. I only have a CD player.
Okay. Well, I can handle that. You know, if you want to, you know, drive.
Can you just put like 10 of that same song on a CD?
Just over and over again?
Right, that way, like, I don't have to fuck with like, hitting repeat.
That way you don't have to keep hitting skip. You just keep going back over and over again. So, it's not pinworms. There's something going on with my butthole. I don't know what it is. I've tried a whole bunch of things. I don't know what's going on.
I'm not a physician at all. Don't get me wrong.
The physician told him there's nothing wrong.
Right. I went to a physician. He put his finger in my ass.
You need to quit. Put your own fingers in your ass.
Now, I guess my question, I listened to your little story about it. Why did he watch you fondle your own balls? The first thought that came to mind.
I don't think that actually happened.
No, that really did happen.
He said, get on your hands and knees.
No, he didn't tell me to get on my hands and knees. Homeboy was looking at, and we were both standing up. We were face to face.
He's like, now you do it.
We were face to face.
Slower.
He jiggled my balls, and then he said, and he took like a step or two back, and he goes, now I want to see, you know, how you do it.
So was the actual experience as creepy as it sounds?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it was.
Did he like give you a wink, like, hey, now I want to see you do it?
But like this guy, he was like foreign or something. Like, he referred to my ass as my bottom, which I thought was kind of funny, but I didn't laugh. I kept it in. But he goes, you know,
oh, you were mature then.
I'm going to put the jelly on your bottom.
And I was like, oh, okay.
The second thing that immediately jumped out at me was. As I understood the problem with your butthole, it was more like an outside the butthole kind of thing. Did he really need to get inside you?
Well, he didn't see anything outside.
Okay. Any irritation or redness or anything?
Not really, no. Well, I mean, like, you know, he said that, like, it kind of looks like I've been scratching it, which I have been.
Maybe that's it.
Keep your fucking hands out of your ass, asshole, dude.
It's not a clean place.
Just
and, like,
stop.
You keep scratching it, and the more you scratch it.
I can't not scratch it.
Like I said before this whole thing started, you are the person that is that I know that is most familiar with their own asshole.
I've never been familiar with my asshole.
Mike, I'm pretty sure you can go back on every one of these podcasts and you are talking about something that is wrong or you noticed or that you touched about your own asshole.
No, I don't ever touch my butthole.
Next time I come
like
over,
the
here,
last
I
month
know.
Or two, you said like I've been having problems. And so I've been messing with my butthole because I'm trying to make it not hurt.
Mike, how long have we been
and
friends?
Itch and tickle.
How long have we been friends?
Like a long time.
A long time. And for a long time, you've done nothing but talk about your asshole. Some guys have their things. Some guys have sports, guns, video games. You,
my butthole isn't my thing. All I do is poop. That's all that I do with my butthole.
Apparently not.
No, you do a whole lot more with your butthole than we do. You're like...
I still say.
Well, I mean, like lately, I've been putting stuff on it, trying to make it not itch no more. I swear to God, I would wish it on all of you so that you know the way I feel. But I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
So you would wish that all of us played with our own assholes.
No, I wish nothing of the sort, Tommy Potts.
Are we all together playing with our own assholes? Or like,
I'm not down with that. I'm going home. I don't have a car, but I'll walk there,
Tommy,
if that's what we're doing now.
I do not wish you ever to have the problems with your butthole that I'm having with my butthole.
I got a new one.
Okay.
Trim your fingernails.
I bite my fingernails.
And you scratch your asshole.
And you play with your asshole a lot, dude.
It's a bad combination.
I don't play with my asshole! Maybe. I apply... stuff to my asshole, like anti-itch ointment and shit.
Maybe you're allergic to the ointment.
What is it called when you have an infatuation with your own asshole? Like, I'm sure there's a medical term.
Gay.
Well, is it gay if you play with your own asshole? Or is it gay if someone else does? You know,
if apparently the doctor wanted to watch, so.
But
now, do you think he's gay, like, a vibe for me? Like,
that's probably
you
what
thought
it is.
Maybe, like, you know,
that's probably
that
what
lead
it is.
To something else.
He knows how you handled the equipment.
He knows,
you know,
that you play with your asshole a lot. So he, I mean, he probably assumes you jerk
so,
off
like,
a lot just by looking at you.
On my
so
asshole?
He's probably like, this guy jerks off a lot, and
but I do
and,
jerk off a lot,
right? And then he plays with his asshole while he's jerking
he just
off. So maybe,
linked.
Yeah, maybe he assumed that if you got to rubbing your own junk, you'd just dive right in and start finger blasting.
And he's like, every time you masturbate, you have an
so like my left hand goes to my balls, and then like I twitch to like my right hand go to my asshole. And he's like, ah!
If
who you play with your asshole,
Mr. Moore, I figured out what's wrong with your bottom.
That's not funny. Fuck you guys.
It was a test. He was waiting to see if you got a boner while you played with your balls while looking deeply into his eyes.
Yeah. And then what?
He was gonna suck you off.
Well, he was gonna suck.
That's not too bad.
I mean, like, you know, it'd be a lot worse. I mean, if it's medically relevant, you know.
Right. He's gonna write a study about
it.
Get his friend Tim Tom in. He can touch you.
So
Tim Tom.
Speaking
I don't like
of medically
how my name
relevant.
Was in there.
I think I asked. I pulled around.
Yeah.
And if you take it in the ass, but not the vagina, you are still in fact a virgin. Maybe a dirty freak, but still technically a virgin.
I gave Tom and Paul both questions to ponder for the last 24 hours, and the question that I had for Paul was, in high school, he told a girl that she could remain a virgin if she let him put it in her.
No. That's not how the story
That's exactly
was.
How
no, I did not
you said,
tell her that.
Baby, you can stay a virgin. I'll just put it in your shitter. And she was like, oh, okay.
No, it didn't go down like
that. Okay, explain.
She wanted to have some sex.
Yeah.
But she did not want to lose her virginity.
Well, that those two work against each other.
They do. They do. You know?
My
question and then she just
is.
Decided, she said, well, why didn't you try to stick it in my butt?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm fucking 17.
Yeah,
I'll stick 17, it in anything.
In anything.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. I was like, sure, yeah. This is what you got to tell yourself to sleep at night, girl. You know, whatever.
So, like, you maintained a strictly butt relationship?
Oh, no, I mean...
Or was it just once, or was it, like, for a long period of time, or...?
No, I mean, that was the beginning of the end. Once you got a cock in your ass, you can't really hold out on getting it stuffed in your snatch.
So, you know? So then, you know, that... Then you just...
It's like, you know, 2 weeks later, a week later, something like that.
So, technically, losing your virginity, is that, like... engaging in a sexual act like butt sex or vaginal sex, or
you can just call that sex.
Or is that just call vaginal sex sex?
Okay, just break it down.
Sex,
okay,
sex.
Or is it like the breaking of the hymen? Is that the technical?
Well, see, but I'm going to throw this out there. Then you know, if you have anal sex with a girl and she remains a virgin. Then if you fuck a guy in the ass, is he still a virgin? Like, if gay guys fuck, like, are they still virgins because they haven't, you know, fucked a vag?
I'm going to go with, if
virgin.
You put it in an ass, if she gets it put in her ass or her vagina, I'm going to say she's not a virgin. Either way.
I guess it's the whole hymen
she's
thing.
Only given up the blowjobs and she's still...
Thing.
Yeah, it's really
a technicality
thing.
She found the loophole in the whole virginity clause.
Yeah, so in that act, like... If you were both virgins and you put it in her ass, is she technically not still a virgin, but you technically aren't? So, like, did you lose your virginity while she didn't?
I don't think so. Huh. I think I fucked a chick in the ass.
Yeah.
But you were still a virgin.
But right, I was still a virgin. I had just
so you have to
plundered a
you have to stuff it in her. In her snatch.
So until your penis virginity. Has hit pussy meat.
Well, put it this way.
If you're
a group of guys sitting around the locker room talking about I'm not a virgin, you know. I love pussy. I fuck pussy all the time. And the next guy, yeah, oh yeah, pussy's great. Pussy's great.
Yeah.
And the third guy's, well, I'm not a virgin either. I fucked a broad in the ass one time.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, what about pussy? I don't really know about that yet.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get there eventually. Everyone will be like, yeah, you're still a virgin. You haven't fucked the
no.
pussy.
No.
No. No, you're no longer a virgin.
Well, back to the gay thing then. I mean, like, are gay guys all virgins?
No.
No.
Well, how can one...
Look, she's not a virgin anymore. You just can't tell.
She's just an ass slut.
Yeah. She's trying to church it up by letting you stick it in her pooper.
Right.
You gotta think.
What do you think her priest would say? You're like, no, it's cool. I'm still a virgin. He just fucks me in the ass.
I think the priest would agree.
He'd probably
the
dig.
The priest is telling the choir boys the same thing. Yeah. No, you're still a virgin.
You're still not pure.
Premarital sex.
You know, yeah.
I just fucked you in
just
the ass.
Checking your temperature.
I'm the only one ejaculating.
Yeah. As long as unless, you don't exclude, you know, you're cool. Right.
Wow.
And don't worry, it's not gay. I didn't look you in the eyes while we were doing it.
Yeah. Kept his socks on.
Yep.
Is that the only way it's gay?
Yep.
Huh.
Got to stare deeply in their eyes.
Interesting distinction there.
Yep.
So suppose you close your eyes.
Ask a gay guy. Like,
you should have a gay guy on.
No, like, ask...
One who's not
like,
easily offended.
No, I mean, like, ask...
I know one of those guys.
Ask a gay guy, like, about my butthole. Like, if you think it's something going on with, like...
I recommend
like,
you don't
fiddling with it.
Yeah, like, yeah, just bend over, show
I mean, like, gay guys, maybe they know a trick.
To fiddle with their own
they
ass?
They do know a trick.
No, like a trick.
Trick or two.
We're going to trick you.
They're
going to
say it's hungry butt syndrome.
They're like, I'll take a look.
Yeah, just check it out.
They don't want to fuck with my weird old butthole right now, though. I mean, like, you know, like... I would imagine that would be unattractive to a gay man if you were like, hey,
depends
man, I'm having some serious, you know, butthole issues. And they'd be like, oh, now I really want to put my dick in it. No. No.
I still say it's hungry butt syndrome.
Don't look at me with those judging eyes.
Hungry butt syndrome.
Hungry
He's
butt
just
syndrome.
He's craving for a cock.
He's craving
that's
the
what,
cock.
That's what Mike's got?
Yep.
Hungry butt syndrome.
My butt is just hungry.
So you've been teasing it with all these little snacks of fingers. What's the real thing now?
I hate you guys. I don't know why I tell you anything. And that's the problem is I tell you everything. Like, there's probably some deep, dark shit going on with you that nobody knows about. But I just tell everybody everything, and that's my problem.
I told you how I'd
why
to
tell my wife today that
girl.
I fucked abroad in the ass, like, for virginity style, because, you know, I figured you were going to bust it out on the podcast.
Oh, I'm
Might
sorry.
As well let her
I'm
know.
Sorry. Did I
had a Danny Tanner discussion. Like, he put the music on. He's like,
set her
he's
down
like baby.
Some shit's going to come to light today.
So I might as well tell you about this now.
That isn't something that you discussed before this?
No, when
it never came
yeah,
up.
I had a tell
no.
all.
Yeah, no, but I fucked abroad in the ass because she thought she'd still be a virgin. No, it never came up.
By the way, will you marry me? That was shortly before the proposal.
I'm sorry, Paul. Did I fuck up your shit today?
No, not at all. I mean, it's whatever, but, you know.
Does she listen to our podcast?
No, I don't think so. She doesn't.
They're not even there.
Fuck.
She listens to, like, you know, she listens to, like, 10 minutes and then be like, yeah, this is what I thought it was.
So did we get past the 10-minute mark before?
Well,
yes, we did.
Okay.
Well, so now can...
Were you watching the time? Like, okay.
No, now we can
shut it off any minute.
No. So... The way, you got to think of this. She's a lesbian now. We wanted to discuss this.
Oh,
well.
Yeah. The question that I wanted to ask you is, do you feel partly responsible for fucking her up?
Like, no. And you know what? I don't buy it. If at one point you wanted cock so bad, you're like, well, you know what? I can't have it in my snatch. Just go ahead and shove it in my ass.
Yeah.
That craving for cock never really goes away now, does it?
No.
Like, she's going to eventually want some more cock.
Maybe she just doesn't like her dad. Did you ever think of that one?
Maybe
she was. That is very
look,
true.
She took a dick in the ass.
Wanted
and
dick, like,
nobody said
until
anything.
She had dick, and then she realized she didn't really like it that much.
I mean, just because she's a lesbian, it doesn't mean she's not taking cylindrical
items she could
in
be.
The ass or vag.
Yeah. Like, the thing that bothers me about lesbians is, like, it's all foreplay. They never, like, get to anything.
No, they can scissor.
I mean, like, there's no, like, sex.
No,
what
they consider
scissoring sex is what we consider foreplay.
You consider scissoring foreplay, like you and Laura just
no,
like you back
what
it up.
What the fuck is that? Like rubbing your vaginas together? What does that do? That doesn't do anything, does
I'm
it?
Sure
how would
like,
you know? You don't have a vag.
I don't
you
know.
You get like the double sided.
I mean, like I've rubbed vag.
I think during Mark's bachelor party, I want to see some chick scissor with a double sided dildo.
We have to get that done.
That sounds like a good bachelor party.
Yeah, that's a good day. I agree with that. Let's make it happen.
It costs $400.
Why does it cost
$400? $200TLFantasyShows.com, I think.
$200 a piece?
You get two broads, right? No, it's $400 for like 2 hours.
What if
show.
You got like a four-sided dildo? Would
do they
be?
Make those?
Yeah, I don't know.
What,
like a tire iron?
You
have them all overlapping
iron.
Their legs, and it would be this crazy image. Like it would be like a merry-go-round of dildos.
I would take a picture and turn it into art.
Yeah,
I would just put condoms on a fucking tire iron and call it a day.
Ouch.
You don't have to spend money.
That doesn't sound all that fun.
No. I mean, would you take a tire iron?
Well, I'm not a girl.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd fuck a tire iron. So.
Do you know any girls that would take a tire iron? Because, I mean,
I ate one of them.
Four girls.
I mean, I probably could know some on the internet. Like, I mean, I bet we could find that. Like,
what,
a video
chick
that'll
take a tire iron, or just
a video of
a video
chick
of a chick taking a tire iron.
And then
I saw a video of a chick taking a gear shift. Like,
I mean, I think I've seen several of those.
Yeah,
I saw one where she took
I've
a 2 liter.
Never seen that.
A 2 liter.
No.
Yeah.
No,
I saw
I'll,
a Nerf football.
I'll send you.
Oh,
one.
I've seen Nerf
no,
football.
No, you don't have
but
to.
I'll label it. Hey, watch John Travolta get a blowjob.
That's fine.
And
no, we don't need to. I'm not going to watch that either.
I've seen the.
No, did I say? Did I say last?
You said
I would watch that.
Yeah, you absolutely did. Okay, so on to your question, Tom. I had a conversation with your brother not too long ago. I just had this like epiphany all of a sudden, and I was like, "Wait a second, Bobby was right." And I called him and I said, "All those years that you were telling me, you know, such and such."
What was the such and
you
such?
You were right.
Well, I want to know the words of wisdom that have been shared over the
right.
years.
I dated a girl all through high school. And Bobby didn't like her, and he constantly told me, you know, that he didn't like her, and that, you know, she was kind of up her own ass and full of shit. And I've kind of, like, you know, reflected on that, and I'm kind of like, you know, she kind of was full of shit, and, you know, maybe Bobby was right. So I called him. I said, you know what, all these years, I think you were right. And my question was, me and you have known each other for like 15 years.
Something like that.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Have you ever just like had a moment where you're like, oh my God, Mike was right and I didn't listen to him?
Are you ready for this?
No.
No.
Yeah. I figured that.
Mike, I had one.
Yeah?
John Van Beesbroek is 5'8".
Yeah?
Yeah. No, you always went on about how he's 5'8", and he is. So you were right
yeah.
the whole time.
I was going to steal that from him because he told me that on the way over here, but
so,
I didn't.
So I, yeah, no, I never
so
could
I
have looked
stated
it up.
A fact on the back of a hockey card, and I'm talking about like you know.
Well, yeah, but you
shit.
Repeatedly talked about how he was 5'8".
Well, he was. He was
right.
He
so
was
you were right
a little bit again
all along. That was my mic has been right all along.
You don't remember like one particular thing that like stood out at you that like looking back like after you had years to reflect, you were like, you know, Mike gave me some advice and I didn't listen to him, and maybe I should have listened to him.
No, the, like a lot of our conversations.
Did you think about
since
it,
we've been friends have kind of been. Well, like this. I mean, you spend a lot of time talking about your asshole, then we say weird shit, and then back in the day we used to go get a cheeseburger and maybe steal somebody's lawn ornaments or something, but like there wasn't anything you would like try to constantly drive
home. So you're saying
home.
That me and you aren't like good friends? We don't. We don't
that's exactly what he said.
But that is kind of what
you
he said,
woman,
isn't it?
You
that,
fucking like, female.
Well, I guess
that's what you got out of that.
He kind of just said.
You know what? You know what? Yesterday, when you told me I was fat, I reflected upon that. I was like, you know what? Mike's right. I am fat.
He kind of just said I'm a shitty friend, didn't he? That's kind of what he just said.
No, I was saying
you're
a good friend.
You know, you guys
we always
sit
have,
around and give each other advice.
Yeah, we always have good times, but I mean, like, there was no, like,
Napier.
Danny Tanner moment.
Yep. Right. Have you ever had a moment where you look back and you said, wow, Mike was right?
Well, it's not.
No.
I can't think of it right now, but that doesn't mean it hasn't happened because even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Yeah.
So
I got one, Mike. Do you remember when we at lunchtime in junior high?
Your one head of us looks really small. Like, why does your head look so small? Your
I
head
got a
looks
because the rest
like
of him
really
is big.
Is the rest of him bigger? Because his head looks like really, really small.
It might be.
Am I imagining this?
I think just because we're in the room with Tom.
You got like a little
ouch,
key
ouch.
Head.
I knew it was all going to come back to me in the size of my genitals.
You know, I wasn't going for that easy joke about your gigantic, monstrous, mega head. But Napier took it.
Hey,
Napier,
you know what?
Napier
good
took
for you,
it.
Buddy. I would have done the same thing had I been, you know, you and not me.
What, you were, okay, Paul, junior high.
Oh, yeah, no, you had a, you know, we would go get these sparkling waters at lunch.
Yeah.
And everyone would get them. And he said, instead of everyone going up and waiting in line, how about, like, one of us goes in line, buys three or four of them, and then every day a different person goes up there and does this.
And that way the rest of us can enjoy our lunch.
Right, right. And it was, you were right. That was great.
Yeah.
So since Paul has two and I had zero, does that make you a better friend to
Tommy,
Paul?
Tommy, I've known you forever.
Yeah.
I've never given you some advice that, like, you took to heart and, like, made a life change.
Has anyone?
No. No.
Well,
no,
question.
Why is that so goddamn funny?
Well, first of all, because anyone here, has anyone ever given you advice that, like, changed your life?
Absolutely. I'm sure there has. But
I give nuggets of wisdom every day.
No,
the thing is, you probably don't listen to the advice. But then years down the road, you realize that person was right.
I'm pretty sure you told me that the girl that tried to make the penis forced was a dumb cunt. I should have listened to you.
Yeah?
Yeah, you were right.
I don't think I called your girlfriend a dumb cunt. I don't think I don't
that's
think
what I heard.
I don't think I've ever told somebody that their... I mean, even if their girlfriend was a complete cunt, I don't think I would tell them. I don't think I'd say, your girlfriend's a complete cunt. I think I'd be a little bit more tactful
discreet
than that.
Well, I'm embellishing a little.
I don't know.
Not significantly so, but a little.
I don't know. I think you probably would.
You think I would?
It depends how big of a cunt she was.
Ooh. No, because I've had some friends that have had some pretty cunty broads in their day. I mean, like...
Yeah, you just pissed in their fucking shampoo.
Ooh, that's true. I did pee in her shampoo.
You know what? I bet she, like, washed her snatch with it one day. Something that was in your penis was
why
in her snatch.
Why would she wash her snatch with shampoo?
She was a dirty
maybe
bitch.
Maybe she ran out of body wash.
Have you ever got shampoo in your dick hole?
No. Dude.
But I didn't think
of. No.
Or
no.
Soap or anything?
You just stop jerking off in the shower and fingering your asshole.
You've never gotten anything, any soap or anything in your dick hole. Do you ever wash your dick?
Has I wash
ever?
My dick all the time. I don't put soap in it.
I wash my dick, but I don't, like, shove things down in the hole.
Yeah. Dude, you got hungry parts everywhere. You have to talk to your friend about the sounding kit. Get those little stainless steel rods.
I can't imagine putting anything in my dick hole. That would freak me out.
Some people do it.
But I don't think I could. I don't think I could get into that.
Well, I mean, have you tried?
No, and I don't think I ever would.
Don't knock it till you try. Yeah.
That does not sound very good, sir.
Later. Some advice.
Well, years from now, you're going to be like playing with your dick hole.
You
know what? Paul fucking told me, don't knock it.
You've had some in your dick hole before. How was it?
It was horrible.
It was horrible.
It wasn't done in a loving way.
Right. You would love your own pee hole.
Yeah.
You wouldn't shove a Q-tip
in it.
He was
a huge, huge black woman.
Speaking of huge black women, there was a parody of awesomeness last night. And when I say that, like, let me tell you the story about all these lesbians and, like, they're, like, grinding on each other and grabbing on each other and titties are popping out and, like, one guy's humping his wife and his wife's grabbing his chick's titties. And it sounds fucking awesome, right? But they're all, like, 350 pounds, fucking 400 pounds. It's, like, this whole, like, awesome, like, not a single, there was, what, four lesbians, five lesbians at this party?
Something like that.
Half the party was lesbians.
Where is this, like, where do they have enough room for this to...
Our buddy,
clear out some furniture so they can roll.
I'm
around.
Sure
there was no kitchen table in the kitchen,
right.
But like, so this scene is
they
going
were
wild.
In the kitchen?
Yeah,
no,
they were
always
fucking.
They
were dancing
people
on tables,
standing
and
on the ottoman and stuff.
But like, there's all these lesbians, and not like one of them could my mind run wild about.
No,
like, I'm like, yeah, drunk lesbians, or they're all drunk and they're partying, and like, but it wasn't cool.
No.
Like it,
see, but I think that
I don't know.
I think that exists probably more as like a car wreck. Like you watch it because it's fascinating, not because you're like into it.
But
sexually.
Wouldn't it have been cool if like one of them was super hot?
Like one.
No,
super
I have
hot
seen a super hot lesbian.
Right, and then you can have all these nasty
off,
thoughts
so
like,
cool.
"Ooh, I do like lesbians," but like they're like, "Eh, nothing. I didn't really like the lesbians."
Yeah. So it was like they were all the butch ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all fucking...
Like, sometimes you see a lesbian couple and, like, you know, you're like, oh, that's the butch one. But this is, like, all the butch ones.
Yeah.
And they're just some really broad
size.
Punch
G
me
bras.
In the cunt!
Yeah.
A size G bra.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Ooh. Those are some big titties. Yeah. I think the combined weight of the lesbian titties weighed more than my wife.
Yeah.
And Tom's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Not combined. Not like, combined. There's easily 120, 130 pounds of titties there.
You probably want to go bigger than G then, because...
No, they told us.
Yeah, they showed us.
They
there's
said,
G's and
there's
F's
a G.
One pulled out her fucking bra, and it looked like...
That was
like
a double
the,
D.
The strap on the back of it was like 2 inches wide.
Yeah, it was
like it was
like
a belt,
like a
dude.
Truck,
like,
you
didn't...
Know what I'm saying?
This was not a dainty lace thing. This was built for fucking work.
It was not built for comfort. It was built for speed.
It's a weightlifter strap.
Right. It had like fucking 6 latches and shit.
Yeah.
And it fit on... Then there was a massive black dude. It fit on his whole head.
Yeah.
It like covered...
That guy was awesome.
And he was,
you know,
hilarious.
I'm very familiar with G bras, and it's not, it wouldn't fit on my head.
How familiar are you with G bras?
As familiar as a man can be.
How?
Oh, because
who do you know
with a G bra?
With a G bra,
my
spit
fiance,
it out.
Girlfriend, fiance. Wears a G.
She wears
really?
A G?
Really? Absolutely.
She hides those bad boys, huh? She keeps those put away.
Right.
I would have never fucking known.
Yeah.
Not for company.
She wears a G. Just bought her something the other day.
Crazy. Because this thing just looked like massive.
Yeah.
Like, it was not... Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Good for you, buddy. Oh, yeah, they had a lot of fun. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
You're going to have some fat kids.
That's what he took.
Wife's got big titties, fat kids.
Yes.
Sorry, buddy.
Is there some direct correlation between big tits and fat kids?
I mean, yep. I would have said first that he was going to have some kids and
you
have
mean
an asshole
because
situation.
The kid is going to drink a lot of milk. Is
yeah, she's just
going to
be one.
Oh, she's
going
to forget. Okay, I thought you were like, you know, calling my girlfriend fat or something.
No.
Okay. No. Okay. Yeah. Drink a lot of milk. That makes sense. Yeah.
Just lose track of time. All of a sudden, this thing's been drinking for 30 fucking minutes. It's only half dry. Like the abyss of titty milk.
Yeah.
It just keeps coming.
Store it for the winter.
Yeah. Hide it like the squirrels do.
Yeah.
So you're saying his children are going to, like, forage for titty milk?
If he stores it around his house... That's what I would do to my kids. Like, when they're old enough to crawl, like, you gotta find the titty milk.
We're gonna have to buy a deep freezer, so, you know.
Like, Mike Jr.'s, like, pictures you know from, like, 6 to 18 months, they're gonna be all just full cheeks.
Walk around with a 40-ounce in a paper bag full of titty milk.
In the UK, apparently, they're making, like, ice cream with breast milk.
Yeah?
And, you can,
and
like,
butter.
And they're selling it. Like, you
wasn't
can go
Kurt Warner talking
fucking,
about that on the Twitter?
I think I mean, I don't know where I saw it. But.
You know, honestly, I'd probably try it.
I don't know. It'd be kind of weird just random broad's titty milk.
Well,
if they had a picture
the broad,
of
I think.
All right, it would feel more comfortable with homemade breast milk ice cream.
Yeah, like if you knew the broad, you'd be like, I'd try your
What
titty
if they put
milk.
A picture
have,
of her on
a
the
titty milk to make ice cream?
I mean,
no,
it's probably
I
not all. It's not probably 100%. I would say it's like probably like some cream and then titty milk.
Maybe that should be like a thing. Like, you know,
is
if
it
you
titty see, milk cream?
If you see a, if you
no,
see
it's
a
like
pregnant bra,
cream and then titty milk
that you'd like to do it to, and you don't want to, you know, creep people out and say, you know, yeah, I'd fuck that pregnant bra. You say, I'd taste her titty milk.
Because that's less creepy than saying that you'd want to fuck her.
I don't.
I'd drink
so.
Her. Period.
Oh, no, that.
Yeah.
Over the.
Is there any semen involved?
Mine. I like foraging for treasure.
That's funny.
Pregnant bras don't have periods, though, do they?
No.
No.
Aren't you done with that shit for a while?
I mean,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, when there's a bun in the oven?
A bun in the oven?
You know.
I like that you.
You mean a goose sack?
Yeah,
you like,
I did the
you like
finger
blasted
finger
the.
That's what I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. They love that.
You just did like a hand gesture thing, but
yes.
Like this is audio.
I know it wasn't for them.
Oh, it was for me.
Have you thought about putting video to the podcast?
No.
No.
Mike's got a face for radio.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, but I think there's some funniness here that could go on. We can get a camera or two, throw it on.
Like
no, because when we had
throw
Nutter
on Justin TV,
I'm good. Because if that happens, then Napier's going to start taking his clothes off and shit, and I'm not. I don't really want
to
do
it. It doesn't
that.
Have to be anything,
you Do you
know,
think that's where
crazy?
It would go? I think that's where it would go,
that's
like, within 5 minutes. Lead. Like
right. He's going to bust out the ruler and back it up against the wall.
Oh.
And Mike's going to start...
You don't think the popularity would soar after that?
You think, like, I could show people my asshole and, like, they could...
What
you know,
if I could balance on the ruler while it was
in
me?
You could crowdsource your asshole problem.
Yeah, be like, yeah. You know, what do you think is going on with Mike's asshole, you know?
Yeah, take still photos and video.
You could probably do that now, you know, with your...
Just by
followers
what,
on
my
Twitter.
Description. Just, I did a 30-minute podcast basically talking about, you know, what's going on with my butthole.
See? There we are. He's infatuated with his own asshole. You talked about it for 30 minutes.
Yeah, I did.
You did. I was entertained.
Yeah.
When he says butthole, it's funny.
My butthole.
My butthole.
Yeah. Makes me chuckle every time.
Why don't you call it your scootin' hole? Say scooting hole.
Why would I do that, though?
Because it itches, and you do the little scoot, like the little
what's,
dog on the
what's
carpet.
What's new with you, buddy?
What's new
how,
with me?
How are things? Oh, yeah?
Oh, I got new My Little Ponies.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You got, like, a whole bunch of them now?
No, I got episodes.
Do you display them?
No, I got episodes.
So you're a collector of the My Little Ponies?
No, only of the videos. My girlfriend bought me a little Fluttershy thing, went to McDonald's for it.
What's a Fluttershy?
It's a character on the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you watch the cartoon My Little Ponies?
Oh yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Why?
I think it's fun.
Yeah?
Same reason I watch porno.
Do you have
I
your
think
pants
it's fun.
Off?
Pants off?
Yeah, do you have your pants off?
Is that
pants off, dance off?
Is that, I mean, does that make you... weird if you like My Little
Ponies.
No,
I
actually,
that's,
My
I think
little
that's really more of like a that shows that you're weird. It didn't make you weird. You were already weird at that point.
The new My Little Pony has a huge fucking following.
Yeah.
It's insane. You know, like the
of adult men,
yeah,
ages 18 to 45.
Yes,
creepy.
It does. You gotta
you
see
have
this.
Your pants it's, on while you watch this.
Well, half the time, but if I watch it with my pants off, they were already off before I started watching. I just want to make that clear. I don't always watch My Little Pony completely clothed. Sometimes I don't, but I don't start My Little Pony and then get naked. So, you got to see it. There's Pony Chan, you know, like 4chan only.
You've
ponies.
Mentioned Pony Chan multiple times.
I love Pony Chan.
Oh, wikifeet.com. You can go to wikifeet.com and it's all pictures of celebrities' feet.
I'm not a feet guy.
No?
I'm not
no.
either.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, if there are some feet guys out there.
Feet
Rex Ryan, if you're listening.
Kind of
yeah.
Does Megan Fox have, like...
But like, she's got warlock toes.
No, I mean,
we haven't talked at all about
she's
the
got
warlock.
Some she's got some nice feet.
The
I could,
Adonis
I could,
DNA yeah. and tiger blood and
but
whatnot.
We she's got the toe thumbs. Does she
I,
have fingers?
But, like, it's kind of past now.
Right, we missed it. Like, we had
we
a two-week break and we fucking missed Charlie Sheen. We didn't even get to say
I mean, we mentioned it a little bit.
Didn't we?
But not really.
Have you heard the little remix song?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, God, that thing's amazing.
Where you're banging 7-gram rocks?
There's actually two good Charlie Sheen remixes that I've heard. The guy that did the one with
Bed Intruder,
yeah, that one was
that thing's at 8 million and it hasn't even been a week yet.
Where does he go from here? What happens now? He tried to do a shitty little like
comedy God, I watched that for like 20 minutes. It was so bad.
It was really bad. We could videotape this podcast and it'd be much more entertaining.
Well, this isn't that one. This is the other one. This is the Electric Method one. It's
who?
Somebody named Electric Method. That
yeah, I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. I don't think people are ready for the message that I'm delivering, and delivering with zeal and focus and violent hatred.
You like the feeling of being on drugs. You love to party. Something's wrong with you. You like the feeling of being on drugs.
Yeah, I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen. 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 It's called
yeah. But the other one's
what does he do next? Like, he can't go back to TV now, like on a regular sitcom.
I mean, probably
guy.
Could.
Oh, sure he can.
Really?
You think that, like, he's broken down the crazy wall and it's not going back up? Is that
Fury
what
Bruce
saying?
Is still
like,
on
like,
TV.
He's, yeah, he can't go back
Let's
to, like,
not
that.
Not forget that Charlie Sheen's been on drugs for and crazy for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a new thing. But I mean,
he
like,
never embraced it before. He was always
thing,
like, yeah, I had this horrible
is,
binge,
like,
and I'm trying to recover.
It
now
seems
like
contrived. It seems now like he's, like...
He's owning it.
Yeah, he's owning
it.
He's trying to make new catchphrases and stuff, and it's just like... I mean, like, and the last thing he kept was... He had,
plan
like, a
better.
New... Oh, yeah, plan better. And, it just seems like, you know...
I think everyone starts fastball. Like, it's going to be an exciting tweet, and then it's really stupid.
Yeah, it was just, I think that's the fastest rise and fall of, like... I mean, because he hasn't fallen, and he was already there, so he didn't really rise. But, like, he was an instant... The internet was all about Charlie Sheen for, like, a week.
Oh, and then there's Japan.
And then everyone said,
happened.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck you, this is stupid. He tried to... He tried to capitalize on it.
Yeah.
He tried to say, okay, well, I got all these people following me.
Well, I don't think he made... I don't think, like, he's going to make any money off of it.
No, but couldn't you see that if his show turned out all right, all of a sudden he's got a little podcast that he does, and now he's got a nightly show, and he tried to turn it around.
He's doing, like, comedy shows in Detroit. I'm on a drug culture. He's doing comedy shows in, like, Detroit and Chicago. So he is currently making money off him being
crazy.
Is
he really?
Yeah, they sold out.
He's, like, going up on stage and just being like, I got Tiger Blood, bro.
Sure, yeah.
I'm an F-18, bro.
It's like 30 minutes of Charlie Sheen being a complete fucking psycho on stage.
I'd go see it.
Paid for it.
I think
the
best part
of
his little show, did you watch the part when he was asking for people to send in their favorite Charlie Sheen quotes?
And then he would just say them?
Yeah, so he could say his famous movie quotes. And, like, he goes on for, like, 6-7 minutes, and no one sends him shit. It's like, can you name a single fucking Charlie Sheen quote?
From a movie?
Right, from a movie or a TV show.
I never watched Navy SEALs, but I heard it was awesome.
I mean, like, Major League, what, like, you know...
What? He didn't... There was nothing.
Where were you playing last year? The California Peanut... But that's not really, like, a quote.
He's trying to find... Come on, guys, give me these quotes. I'm ready to do this. And, like, his entourage gives him one. Yeah. And he's like, I didn't even fucking say this. This wasn't me. Like,
rips it up. He's like,
no one can send him a legit quote, so they send him some shit someone else said. He doesn't even want to go.
He was interviewed by Howard. It was a phone-in interview, and Howard Stern kept asking him, you know, about the porn star that lives with. And her name, Brie Olsen, is the porn star that he lives with, but he doesn't call her Brie Olsen. He calls her by her real name. So, like, every time Howard would ask a question, he would refer to her as Brie Olsen because that's what he knows her as. That's what the world knows her as. And he would correct him, like, every time. It's like, just embrace it, brother.
It's not available if you try it once. So Brie Olsen's a big porn star. And after all this, I decided, you know, I should download a Brie Olsen film.
Yeah.
And see. And, like, and she's cute, but she's not, like, that hot. And so I download this video, and, like, I should have known that it wasn't going to be enjoyable, really. It's called Monsters of Cock. And I'm pretty sure...
Is that the cock that's monstrous, or is that
the chick
is monstrous?
Cock was monstrous. I think it was a fake cock, and it ruined my enjoyment of it. I'm all down for watching a big cock rail a chick.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want a small cock rail on the chick. Yeah. But I think this was, like, prosthetic.
You think it was way too big?
Right, yeah. I couldn't see it being legit. And, like, the guy was always, like, holding right at the base, like, right at his balls.
Oh, that's
and, like,
a giveaway.
You're like, you know, I'm
or, like,
pretty
he was
sure.
trying to make it extra...
Or he's holding a fake cock there.
Oh.
Like, and, like, you know.
And then I think I've seen that one. And then when, like,
when
the guy
sits, like, fucking,
like
a gallon.
Like, somebody threw a gallon of milk on
it. Right, and then, like, so I was like, I skipped through it. I was like, this is not going to do the job. I had to get something else. But, like, if you're going to see a chick take a monster cock, like, make it a real cock, right?
Man,
or a real fake cock. It can be a fake cock, but don't try to pretend it's real, right?
Oh, you like those, fuck rides that they make?
Right, right.
Yeah, I could see that.
But this cock was huge. She couldn't even fit it in her mouth, man. It was...
Have you ever seen this little video? It's called Gary Busey's Best Scene or something.
That would be the curse.
Because I enjoy, like, bottoming out, you know? Just boom, all the way in to the balls. If your cock was, like, a foot long, you could never really do that.
Nope.
That would suck.
Nah, trying to find... Bree Olson Monsters of Cock, Dirty Talking Slut Fingers, Bree Olson Sucks Black Cock and Swallows Every Drop of Cum, Bree Olson Cum Shot? Cum Slut, I'm sorry. Cum Slut.
I like when they add words to slut, like cum slut or cock slut. Because it's like, because just a slut was not descriptive enough.
This is her banging some Mexican guy. No, no monsters of cock, unfortunately.
Can you just search that?
Well, it was not, like I said, it was not really entertaining. It was not, you know. I was not impressed with Bree Olson.
Well,
if I was Charlie Sheen
work.
And I had, you know, $2 million a day from doing Two and a Half Men,
well, the thing
I'd bang a different porn star.
About Charlie Sheen is
or I'd bang a regular chick. For $2 million a day, you don't need to bang a porn star. Pay a regular chick to be a porn star.
And I mean, like, you always hear about him paying broads. Be like, don't you think that Charlie Sheen could just, like, get fucked, like, on name recognition alone?
If he's as awesome as he says
like,
he is, he should be able to, right?
Like,
I shouldn't be paying anybody.
Not even like if a chick is familiar with his work or a fan of his. Just be like, he is Charlie Sheen. I mean, wouldn't you think that somebody would fuck him?
Yeah.
He's got a lot of money. I mean, I'm pretty sure if you have a lot of money, you get fucked a lot, right?
I mean, like, Tom Cruise pretty much called up Katie Holmes' manager and said, I'd kind of like to, you know, fuck Katie Holmes. And that's how that whole thing got started. I mean, like,
that
don't
sounds
you think,
like prostitution to me.
I mean, don't you think that, you know, Charlie Sheen making $2 million a week could, like, you know, call up his agent and be like, find somebody for me to have sex with? And be like, okay, you know, I'm making 20% on your $2 million a week. You know, I'll find you whatever you want. Well, you want a black chick, a Mexican chick? You want a line? I mean, where do you want the line to start?
Do you think front door? Do you think that it's a weird distinction that you can pay a sick? You cannot pay a chick to have sex with her, but you can pay a chick to have sex with her if you're going to record it and distribute it.
Oh, so you mean like the difference between pornography for money and
prostitution?
Yeah,
like I mean, it's just a fine line. Like, what if I get Tom in the corner to hold a camera while I fuck a hooker? Is that illegal, or are we filming a porn?
I think you have to have a permit.
So as long as you do the proper paperwork, you can fuck anyone and in.
Yeah, but you got to let them know in advance.
Makes their money off of it.
Yeah,
I mean, there's taxes.
It's, okay.
It's really what it's about.
Right.
You think that's what it's about? It's about taxes.
It's not like the difference between medicinal marijuana and regular marijuana.
Like, or, I mean, is the problem, like,
gonna make any
it
taxes.
Being, you know, an eyesore for the city or, like, a, you know, like a potentially dangerous...
Yeah.
Like, it's not an eyesore if they're taking in tax revenue.
Hmm.
Then it's just that one weird building that nobody goes into.
Couldn't we just, like... Could we, like, streamline the process and open up, like, a brothel in Missouri? And just,
as
like,
long as you're
filming. And just, like,
right,
constantly have a film in shoot. And you take in people who, you know,
and
they want to be in your movie.
For the sake of anonymity, just, like, have everybody, like, wear, like, Rey Mysterio masks.
Right, and you can, and since it's a porn, you have to pay people. You could pay them with a copy of them fucking the chick. Like,
yeah.
I want to see me fucking this broad again. Here's your copy of the video. We made a porn.
How do you make money on that, though?
How would you not make money on that?
Right, yeah.
You
I mean,
sell
you're
the
only
gig in town.
Well, no, you're not selling the copies for $15. You're selling the copies for $500.
Napier.
This is custom-made you fucking a broad porn.
I'm opening a place down the street
yep.
that you can have sex with women
yep.
for
$500.
$500.
And you get to keep a copy of a DVD so you can
and
relive
you get to
the
watch
experience.
The DVD.
You're not paying them. They're paying you.
Oh, well... Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
He would have to be like some sort of investor. He'd have
to
pay. Well, like you said, because we would have to pay him because it's a porno
yeah.
shoot, and he's an actor being paid to play a role because he's not, you know, just fucking a chick.
Is there
a
guild?
There will be
a,
he would have to be an investor.
There will
a producer.
Be a contract fee.
Right, or something along the sorts.
You have to pay our lawyer to draw up the contracts.
Right.
And that's just the contract fee, get you in the door, then we pay you.
Then we pay you and you get your DVD to take home.
Right.
And the actress, she gets some money. And I'm a big pimp and... It's
well,
all
the women are staff.
You know?
I would assume that they would be staff. I mean, they're
oh, yeah. I think they should get benefits and, you know, the whole
oh,
deal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a legit
yeah, sure.
establishment.
Yeah,
I'm not giving no bras no benefits.
You gotta keep your pimp hand strong.
Fuck you.
We just have to. We'll have to carefully craft the benefit scheme. Like, it can't cover any STDs or pregnancy. Like, we'll give you full health coverage.
I would think it would be the most
pregnancy
important.
Or no, because we don't want to pay them for it. Like, we don't want to actually have.
Oh, they don't get any like maternity leave or anything.
Right, right. Nothing related to the job. But we'll make sure they get glasses and whatnot. You know, we'll give them dental insurance.
I'll just write on a piece of paper your benefits
for having a job next year.
You gotta have teeth, or the clientele really drops. Like,
yeah, the guy, I mean, if you get a bunch of toothless broads, then people are gonna.
No one's gonna pay $500.
Yeah,
to
I mean,
a toothless broad.
You'd have to have like a clearance section. You know, be like, oh yeah, and you gotta give them vision too. Because
last
them
time, what weren't we talking about?
Glasses.
Before you murder the prostitute and
you
burn her body,
teeth,
you have to knock her teeth out.
I figure, $500 is a lot of money for a lot of people, I would imagine. So maybe like you get some. Old bitches, some fat bitches, some toothless bitches,
some novelty broads.
That way,
yeah,
that way,
yeah.
You can, you know, have
a legless,
you know, tenure,
you know,
like
legless broads.
Once your tenured broads get a little long in the tooth, they get moved down to the clearance rack, and you know.
Can we have like an armless bitch who only gives foot jobs?
Oh, for sure,
awesome.
I think there'd be a market.
Ooh, how about stump fucking?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
I mean, you know, you have
it's on camera.
Discounts for, you know, referrals and
group rate.
Group rate. You know,
look today.
You want to tag team abroad with your buddy? Like, you've always been like, "Hey man, we should tag team abroad." Be like, "Let's go down the street." I think we should have a buffet too.
Oh, and bachelor
parties.
Sandwich
buffet at the fucking porno shoot.
There you go. That's an idea.
And you know what? A big draw, you know, like when you go to like casinos and stuff, free sodas. I know you're looking at me like you know, we shouldn't be giving away free sodas. You know, free sodas. Sodas would be expensive. People would be thirsty. But, I mean, think of it. You know, it'd be like, fuck, man. I paid $500 and I don't get anything out of it. Yeah, you do. Sodas.
You know,
oh,
you can make the sodas rain on the bitches. Just, like, douse them in sodas.
See, I'm not giving these broads health care. I'm not giving anybody free soda. See, that makes
sense. What about
ice
cream in front of a live studio audience?
You
got to
spend money to make money, Tommy. You got to look at the big picture here. Free sodas.
You're giving away teeth and soda. How the fuck do you expect to make any money?
We're talking $500 for, like, 8 minutes' work.
And then here, check it out. You also charge... It's filmed in front of a live studio audience.
A live studio audience?
And you charge the studio audience... Entry fee. So if they don't want to actually fuck the hooker, but they want to sit in the audience and beat off while someone else does, hey, $50, $25.
Well, see, if you're talking studio audience,
that,
then you don't even have to give them the DVD.
Like, it's a porno
it
right
be
there.
Like an exhibitionist thing. And you know what? They could pay, like, you know, for their time. Like, so that would probably be a lot different than...
Can how many people are going to want to sit on a bench next to another dude and fucking jerk their gherkin?
Maybe people do that. People do that all the time.
They would have to be like,
oh, like the stall dividers.
People do it all the time. Listen to this guy. There's people at Wrigley Field right now just jerking off next to the fat guy at a hot dog.
There are right now. They would watch each other's dicks like, oh, that's a good technique you got there, boy.
I never thought of that.
You know what? If our whores ever strike, can I strike them?
That would be acceptable.
Like have the caning clause in their contract?
No. Just, you know, like a, you know, just a glove. Good job. Just like a glove.
Now talk into it.
Yeah.
It's got all the nice foam, absorbed all the aroma.
Yeah. Right.
That's your mic from now on.
I've farted on
That's
all of
your
them at
mic.
This point. So,
I
mean, don't
I've
think you're
I've got mine, too. It's a good thing I don't put these in my mouth.
Yet.
You put these in my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mug.
Fucking A, right. Let's say some racist shit real quick.
we've gotten racist at this point.
I don't
point,
think we have, have we?
No, Mike did earlier.
Yeah, I
did,
I said something
kind
of uncomfortable.
Oh, with the broad, he said that had the rapper and they can't be friends.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah.
So the racist shit is...
We mentioned priest fucking a boy. There's some...
There was no rape talk.
No, there was rape. The little boys got raped.
Oh. See, we got the priest and the rape.
Yeah.
That was all in one. We could do like a separate rape conversation. I feel like that if your butthole would have been caused by rape aids, we would have more response on
Twitter. Yeah, that's why I would... you know what? Like, I looked, and I'm really upset that like nobody retweeted the hashtag. I mean, like, we didn't get the word out at all.
No.
Nobody prayed. That's why my butthole...
I think they were afraid.
Because, Mike, you were the only person... who's concerned about your asshole. That's the problem.
Don't you think that people that like me would be concerned about my butthole?
Well, I'm concerned that you touch it too much.
What if it's something serious, Tommy? Don't you think you'll feel bad?
I mean, if you die from your asshole...
Well, you did tell me to stop touching it.
I dropped a friend off at Denny's so he could stay at Salvation Army that night. I'm not going to feel bad about shit that happens to you, all right?
What?
We have a friend that is temporarily homeless, and like he had like, hey, I need a place to crash one night. And I was like, okay, one night, you can stay in my house. And the next day, hey, I need a place to crash for like the weekend. And I was like, okay, well, you can stay tonight, but you can't stay the whole weekend. Then I had to get up and go to work Saturday, and I went and dropped him off at Denny's because they have all-you-can-eat pancakes. So he could.
So he's just going to stay there all day and eat pancakes?
Yeah.
That was his plan?
And then go to the Salvation and Army at night to sleep.
Huh.
So, yeah, I felt pretty bad, actually. But you know.
Him being homeless and me dying of buttholeitis are two totally different things. I mean, sure,
yeah, you'll see him next week.
But
if something happens to you,
he's going
to
find $5 and eat some pancakes.
I'm not going to feel bad.
Actually, yeah, I take that back. I won't feel bad because this is really something you're doing.
I went to the doctor!
And he said there was nothing wrong with you.
It's all in your head, dude.
Well, anus. It's all in his anus.
He should have told you, trim your fingernails, and stop fingering your fucking asshole.
I just want to put this out there to the world.
How many times in the last month have you taken a mirror and looked at your own asshole?
That's scary. I did that once when I was like 15. Holy shit, assholes are crazy looking.
In the last month...
You ever look at your own asshole in the mirror? It's wild.
Several
fucking
times.
Crazy.
In the last 20-something years before the last month, zero.
I did just once. That's all you need. Just once.
I don't need to see my asshole. I don't care about my asshole.
Around at it. Dig shit out of it.
I don't poke my asshole! I don't touch my asshole!
You guys have known Mike for a long time. How many stories have you ever heard about Mike digging something out of his ass?
I've never dug anything out of my ass.
Not true.
Most of the stories are about shoving things in.
Right.
I've never shoved anything out of my ass.
I remember when we were in like, I was in middle school, something like that.
Oh, that was
and
on the
you
toilet
were
paper.
Going
I know
on,
where you're going.
No, not
I was
the toilet paper.
My ass,
not the toilet
there
paper.
Was a sesame
not,
seed
right.
There was sesame seeds
like,
on my
he's
ass.
He's like, man, Tommy, I had this weird shit like all day, all morning. La la la. Next thing I know, I dig a sesame seed out of my ass. Like, dude, that's
was,
the problem here.
I took a
quit
shit
digging
and there
shit out of your
seeds
ass.
Seeds in the toilet.
I think you
and
have
I
like
to
OCD
ass,
to where your asshole has to be perfectly clean, and you just you fuck with it too much. Quit fidgeting with your asshole. Just try it for
I
a week.
I don't
want
to walk around with
just
a dirty butt.
Tell you what, what's today?
Do you want to walk around with a dirty butt?
Today is Sunday.
Did you try
next?
Just like regular like antibiotic ointment?
Yeah, I've tried several.
What about
things?
The instant like hand sanitizer?
That doesn't sound comfortable.
That doesn't sound sanitizer
at
all.
Well, when you're
painful.
Touching it,
stop touching it.
First
just for
and
one
foremost.
Week, leave it alone. Treat it like a regular asshole. Wipe once, not twice, three times.
It is a regular asshole.
No,
there's something wrong. There's
asshole.
Something
this
wrong.
This is
with
an
my...
abused and tortured asshole.
Quit feeding the hunger. It just makes it worse. You're gonna make it explode. It's like a goldfish. You're just feeding it flake after flake. It's not hungry just because it keeps eating. It keeps eating because there's still food in the bowl. You have to stop feeding it or it doesn't stop eating.
See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Congratulations, you listened to the whole fucking thing. You've survived. Now, you can go to wfodicks.podbean.com. Check us out there. Or, if you liked us and or hated us and or fuck yourself, you can go to wfodicks@live.com and send us a goddamn message. You can also message us in your own goddamn sweet fucking dick-sucking lips at 314-266-WFOD. Or 314-266-9363. You can give us a shout-out. Or you can tell us how much I fucked your mother. And you can also go to twitter.com /WFODicks, and you can do that goddamn incomprehensible fucking Twitter language that I fucking hate, you little goddamn faggots. Send it!